You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferrack.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll talk to an actor about the improv comedy scene in Wisconsin.
First, the election came to an end with President-elect Donald Trump's win almost 2 weeks ago, but the dust is still far from settled. The divisive race between Trump and Clinton didn't just make the split between Democrats and Republicans more obvious, it revealed some fault lines within each party.
Before Wisconsin went for Trump, it voted for Ted Cruz in the Republican primary. It was also home to conservatives who align themselves with the Never Trump movement. And one of the most influential people who voiced their concerns about Trump is a longtime conservative host of the talk show Midday with Charlie Sykes on WTMJ in Milwaukee.
Now, with Trump as the president-elect, the question remains, what's the path forward for conservatives who opposed him? Charlie Sykes joins us now. Charlie, thanks a lot for joining us on the show today.
Good afternoon.
You told our colleagues at NPR's Morning Edition, the loneliest person in America is the anti-Trump Republican today because we're out here in the wilderness. How does it feel being where you are right now?
Well, I knew that conservatives were going to be in the wilderness after this election one way or another. I didn't realize it was going to be a small desert island. It sort of feels that way. But, of course, we're still trying to get some idea of where we're going and what this administration is going to look like. And even now, nobody really knows.
So you opposed the Trump campaign during the primaries. You were one of the conservatives who continued to oppose Donald Trump even after he was the nominee. What is it that worries you about President Donald Trump?
Well, you know, less the ideology than the character and the temperament of the man. The fact that he is thin-skinned, vindictive, and erratic. All things that ought to be a little bit concerning for somebody who now has their finger on the nuclear button or conceivably could. So I think a lot of it was the question of his fitness for office. And, you know, that's what makes the question of who he surrounds himself with and what agenda he adopts so absolutely critical. Usually at this point, we have some idea of what a presidency is going to look like or some notion of the way the man in the Oval Office is going to handle the duties. With Donald Trump, just no idea. Absolutely no idea.
You mentioned the people he surrounds himself with. We're starting to see some of those names, two of them in key advisory roles. Reince Priebus from Wisconsin, Steve Bannon from Breitbart News. What do you make of those two?
Yeah, very much polar opposites. And in fact, I think that the relationship rivalry between Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon is largely going to shape what kind of an administration there's going to be. Reince Priebus is somebody that I know well, that we know well here in Wisconsin, very much a mainstream figure, somebody who I think is going to try to have, you know, all of the various parties work together. But Steve Bannon, you know, represents something genuinely disturbing. And this is one of the reasons why I was never Trump. This association with what's known as the alt-right, which is has close ties to white nationalism, white supremacy, some of the darker aspects of the right, and that decision to put Steve Bannon that close to the president of the United States, you know, ought to be and is, I think, legitimately concerning.
Let's give a listen to Paul Ryan talking to reporters, and this is after the election campaign where there was a rocky relationship between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. Here's Paul Ryan post-election.
Welcome to the dawn of a new unified Republican government. Feels really good to say that, actually. This will be a government focused on turning President-elect Trump's victory into real progress for the American people. Our team is very excited, and we cannot wait to get to work. At the same time, the task ahead of us is enormous. If we're going to put our country back on the right track, we have got to be bold and we have to go big.
So Paul Ryan, Scott Walker, another prominent Wisconsin Republican who had been opposed to Trump, called on other candidates to unite against Donald Trump for the future, the sake of the future of the party. What do you worry about when it comes to Wisconsin Republicans you've supported in the past making this compromise?
Well, you know, I mean, that may turn out to be the triumph of hope over experience. But again, you know, Wisconsin Republicans have represented, I think, a very different style of conservatism than Donald Trump has represented. But they're going to play a very significant role in this campaign. And I think this is one of the most important jobs that Reince Priebus has got, which is to find a way to keep that relationship between Paul Ryan on track. You have, you know, Reince Priebus, who's one of Paul Ryan's closest friends and allies. And then you have Steve Bannon, we talked about just a moment ago, who has made it clear that it was his mission at one time to destroy Paul Ryan. So you're going to have this balancing act going on inside the White House. know, I think that to the extent that the Trump administration can be successful, he's going to have to realize that he's going to have to work with the Congress of the United States, something that he may understand theoretically, but I'm not sure that he fully grasps what that means.
Talking to radio host, longtime radio host Charlie Sykes, a leader in the informal Never Trump movement through their primary campaign. Charlie, you've been kind of diagnosing what happened that put Donald Trump at the head of the ticket here for the Republican Party. You blame yourself a little. You blame high-stakes politics. You blame Democrats and Republicans. Talk about what happened that put Donald Trump there.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that I was influential, apparently not influential enough here. I think there's a lot of things that happen, and I am going to try to figure this out. You know, I think it's a matter of, you know, on the part of conservatives and Republicans, perhaps, you know, a lack of courage, a lack of principle, the fact that they were not able to coalesce a crowded field to be able to block a candidate like Donald Trump. I think the Democrats, unfortunately, did not understand what they were up against. I think that they believed that somehow, rather than presenting a message of their own that was, in fact, inspirational, that was inclusive, they thought that because Donald Trump was just so awful, suddenly, you know, somehow that was all they needed to point out. So I think a lot of people have underestimated Donald Trump throughout this campaign, and people who I think should have stood up and said, no, this is not what we believe in, this is not what we want, were reluctant to do that. So I think there's surprise on both sides of the aisle and culpability.
What are you hoping for from Republicans? Republicans control, obviously, both houses of Congress and the White House under Donald Trump. What are you hoping for Republicans to, I guess, stop what you're worried most about from Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, you know, I was wrong about Donald Trump's electability, and I hope that he proves me wrong about what kind of a president he's going to be. I mean, I will support him when I think that he's right. I'm going to push him in the direction where I, you know, think that he should go, and then I'm going to call him out and criticize him, you know, when he's wrong. I hope that the Congress follows through on their promises. I hope they pass some legislation that will restart the economy. I really hope that they figure out a way to put people back to work. You know, I hope that there is some sort of reasonable compromise, you know, some sort of reasonable comprehensive tax reform. There's a lot of things that they can do, rolling back some of the abuses from the Obama administration. But I also really hope that they hold this president accountable. I hope they hold him accountable to the constitutional norms, to the political norms. I hope they take seriously some of these ethical issues. I hope they don't feel the need to simply defend and enable and rationalize everything this president does. And that's, of course, the danger, that conservatives now find themselves with all of these things, these possibilities before them. But this is a cancer at the heart of all of this. But does that mean that they have to ally themselves with the alt-right? Does it mean they have to turn a blind eye to all of that, you know, that sort of an ideology, because that price may be too high. And conservatives also need to, Republicans, before they get too giddy about this, need to remember that the face of their party remains one of the most unpopular politicians in America. A lot of people voted for him because he wasn't Hillary Clinton, and that it was short of a mandate. So I'm hoping that they understand that their association with Donald Trump should not be one of servility and agreement and rationalization of everything that he does.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Charlie, you're leaving your radio show. You wear other hats at the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute, Right Wisconsin. You're an author. What else is next for you after you're off the air?
Well, you know, we'll see. I've got about 18 more shows to go. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write a book, which has the tentative working title, How the Right Lost Its Mind. And then I'm going to, you know, go from there and see what, looking back, try to figure out what just happened to us.
We'll leave it there. Charlie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Charlie Sykes. He's the longtime radio host of Midday with Charlie Sykes on WTMJ in Milwaukee. You heard there about 18 more shows before he's done with that. He was also a leading voice of the Never Trump movement in Wisconsin. He joined us to talk about what the future looks like to conservatives who opposed the president-elect.